This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday from the 682. Shout-out to my dad, Ken. It's his birthday, and he is going to the Rangers game tonight.
So am I.
That sounds like a fun birthday.
And Sunday.
From the 214, shout-out to my little cousin, Caden Campbell, wrestling state champ from Allen. Covered Allen wrestling for a long time. That thing is a factory. And then from the 903, I just did my first round of interviews for a sales engineering role, and they want to hire me. I come from nothing, so this is a huge role. I listen to you guys all the time, and you are a joy to listen to. Thanks, guys. Thank you. That is delightful. Congratulations on the job. Now, we're going to do a combo platter. This is going to sound odd. Today is Alien Day. Now, I have totally changed the meaning of this because realistically, Alien Day is based off of the movies and it's supposed to be an appreciation for science fiction and everything like that. But we're changing it. To celebrate Alien Day, give us a sports opinion. And then, do you believe in aliens? And have you had an encounter? 877-881-1053. Thought this would be a unique combo platter. Maybe a lot of people will be like, no, I don't believe in aliens, and they'll shut it down quickly.
I need to do a sports opinion first.
Well, you did point, so I thought that meant you were ready to go.
I just wanted to confirm
the
rules.
You know the rules.
What rules?
Oh my God, because Reggie, I wanted to go to you, and now I feel like you don't like abiding by the rules.
Where
sometimes
we're going, there are no rules.
Whoa. That's all right, roads. So I need a sports opinion then? Yeah. Oh
my God. All right, yes. I got this.
Mike,
I got this.
Mike, okay, no, Corey, you got it then.
Whew. Do I want to do baseball or football? Here we go.
I have a baseball opinion.
I got a football opinion. Okay, thank you, Reggie. All right. We're working this out on air, Kevin. Okay.
It's a teamwork affair, Kevin.
It feels like we could have teamworked this before the show.
Now that we know that it irritates you whenever this specific segment comes up, I think this is always the 877-881-1053. It irritates Kevin when we are not prepared for a well-thought-out segment. So now that we know that,
I'm prepared.
Yeah, well,
okay, Mike,
so
let's
like go
to you.
First?
Why don't you
go
start?
First, though, Mike? I'm ready. I'm ready. All right.
I'm also ready. I just want to make that note.
Luca has a 40-point triple-double tonight.
Well, I guess Mike's going now.
He's just jumping the line.
I mean, I'm ready to go.
All right.
That's why he's famous.
I think his numbers have been fine in these two games.
Yes.
But he hasn't played great offensively. I give the Clippers a lot of credit. I blame Luca for the game one for allowing, they just made him take bad shots. And Luca's like, I'm fine taking bad shots. And I thought the second game he did a much better job of trying to find better shots. But 11 of 26 is not a good game for him. So I think he's going to have a very good game tonight. And the Mavericks will win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. But I do think Luca has one of those oh my God games tonight. So I do not believe in aliens. I think it's all made up, but that's my opinion.
Sure.
I could be wrong. It's an opinion. I don't think anybody can factually say. Maybe there are people within very small sectors of the government that might know.
Like, oh, I can factually tell you, Mike.
But there's been nothing truly proven to us on the outside of that. And so I don't believe in aliens.
From the 214, man, the Cowboys are going to screw up this draft. That is unfortunate. And then they say they have been abducted by aliens. Please, if you have the time or interest, text back. I want to know more about that.
I wonder if that's like a good thing or a bad thing.
Because I would assume bad. But again, like Mike was saying, we don't have proof.
You're still with us. Right?
I have based most of this off of like movies and TV shows.
Sure.
So that's probably not that we could get up there and be like, hey, what's up? We're going to give you this new drink. It's called Glinglorg. And it's like the most amazing thing you've ever had in your life. And you're like, you don't want to probe me or nothing? He's like, if you've been watching whatever and they just wanted to hang out, I don't know. Corey, I regret all of that. It's your turn to talk.
The Cowboys aren't done yet. All right.
Yeah, there's two more days of draft.
Because they're all in.
There's two more days of draft, Reggie. And they still, after this draft is done, they're still going to have to make some additions. Now,
that's when they go into free agency.
I think he's right.
June 1st.
I don't think Mike's
wrong about that. And it sounded like he was joking and taking a sarcastic shot at the Cowboys, but he's right. And it is worth the sarcastic shot. But that's where they say, this is where we go to the discount bin at Goodwill. All right, we're going to the discount bin. Yep. We're going to go find ourselves a designer tie. Uh-huh. And who's the designer tie? Don Terry Poe, Gerald McCoy. Like, that's the designer tie. A name that you knew of.
What does your son do when he goes to the Goodwill store?
He loves thrifting, man.
Yeah, and so does my daughter. And you're like, that doesn't fit.
What a great deal I got.
That's the Cowboys after June. You're like, this doesn't fit. They're like, yeah. But do you see how much it cost? And you're like, all right, you morons, wear it. Look like a moron.
And so that's where the Cowboys, like, this draft is adding pieces.
And
I would love to get an answer from Steven or maybe even Will McClay.
Steven today.
Yeah, we do have Steven at noon. Because this team's never going to rebuild.
I agree.
Do you call it reset? I bet Johnny Ringo told us a long time ago, Kevin, and not the one from
Plano East, not Tombstone.
He said we don't rebuild, we reload.
Yeah.
And so look, man, we moved on from Tyron Smith. Now we've added this. But they're not done, but they got a lot of work to do, not just with adding to the roster, but then if they're gonna rely heavily on Guyton, he has work. He's not completely polished and ready to go right now. Any of these other guys that you're going to get in the next couple of rounds here, they're not ready to go be NFL pros right now. So they still have a lot of work to do. Unfortunately, all that work now falls in the lap of Mike McCarthy and the Dak Prescotts and those coaches.
Yeah,
so that's my sports opinion, Kevin, which I was very prepared for.
Yeah,
I wanted to let you know.
By the way, I'm really interested in extraterrestrial aliens. I see a lot of texts that we're probably not going to dive into that.
Why not?
You, Corey. Because
I
want to have a nice, lovely
family. All right. Then my cousin lived in New Mexico, and I was visiting there for the summer, Carlsbad, New Mexico. And we were it's called Black River, was the area that her grandfather owned, not on my side, on her mom's side. And we're down there, hanging out and everything. We get out of the water. We get in the truck. We're driving home. It's late night. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and Mike, I know you don't believe in this. This happened to me. A big orb of light showed up next to us. And I was like, what the F is that? And I'm just like 16 years old. She speeds up. She's going 120 miles an hour. The thing didn't even struggle to speed up with us. It just sat next to us. She slowed down to a complete stop. It stopped with us and just hung there in the air.
Oh my gosh.
She took back off, and then the thing just went off into the night. That's as much as I've never had any other experience beyond that. I've never been probed by an alien that I know of. But that was a moment where I was like, I don't know what that was. Now, maybe it was military testing something. Maybe it was just some kid with a drone before drones were real. Because I was 16, we didn't have drones yet. So that was my moment of experiencing that. What was the question, though?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's good enough. You satisfactorily answered the question.
Congratulations, hey, Corey.
From the 469 Sports Opinion, Luka will go full-blown Darth Vader mode and sun the Clippers tonight as their daddy. And I absolutely believe in aliens as we are star people ourselves. From the 214, Mavs are going to the NBA Finals. And have you not seen Independence Day, Kevin?
That's right.
I have. I don't know if that is logical to base my beliefs on a movie.
Is he saying we're star people? Because I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the person who kind of leads the atheist sect is that they say, stardust came down. Bill Nye, the science guy, believes that humans kind of through evolution and everything, we needed more than what they believe in. Whoa. Just a glob of goop ended up being a human and all these different things. They're like, stardust came down and gave us all the other elements we needed to develop.
I am not sure. We'll have to check on that.
That sounds fun. Let's dive into that.
They needed
some
something because the evolution thing ain't working for them.
Yeah, we need Stardust.
I like that the monkey just became a human, but the three or four other apes, they all went extinct. They couldn't make it, but the primary ape still is around. We still see those, and we see us. The other
survival
three
of the fittest. It makes sense.
Of the evolution, they're like, let's just die off. Let's go back to being the monkey.
I do have a question. Do you think we've already been sucked into the black hole and that we're just kind of living in the hole right now?
What?
Like, our universe has already been pulled into the black hole, but it was, because it was such a vast hole, it didn't destroy everything in sight like it was expected to. There are theories on this from lots of scientists, Kevin.
You're being kind
name
of
one
vast hole right now.
All right.
Reggie.
What's up?
Neil Tyson Degrassi.
Good show.
Did I get it wrong again?
I think it's Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I think Reggie was saying good show in reference to
Drake.
Degrassi. Yeah, okay. Reggie.
We had the joke, Kevin. You didn't have to explain it.
I think I did. All right.
Mike, the reason why I was calling on you is I think that you're going to be important in this sports take here, okay. Because it has to do with sticky stuff.
All right.
In baseball, and I think that baseball should allow sticky stuff again. I know that I think it was Tyler Glasnow a few years ago was talking about, you know, once we got that sticky stuff banned, and he was talking about how pitchers are having to grip the baseball so much harder.
That's true.
In order to try and, you know, deliver their pitches. And I think that that is probably contributing to the rash of injuries that we're seeing. And I think that generally the health of the players and making sure that the product is strong enough matters more than whatever it is the sticky stuff gives to those pitchers and what we feel is a advantage for pitchers or disadvantage for hitters. I think that sticky stuff should be allowed in order to stop these injuries.
Before you get to your alien take, Dr. Meister, who is in the world probably the person everybody goes to for at least a second opinion and then for their surgery to get their elbow fixed. He believes this. I mean, he doesn't believe it's the only reason. He believes it's part of the reason. The percentage, I don't know, but he believes, that guys are death gripping the ball to get the spin rate and the break that they need to be a successful pitcher, which is causing more elbow injuries. But there's more to it than just that. I do think, Reggie, which is interesting, which I don't know, is there probably needs to be a line. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Because, sure.
Look, I learned this from my time. What I would do is once I started breaking a sweat, you would take your sweat and you would get your fingers a little bit wet, and then you would dab rosin on it, and then you would dab a little bit of pine tar, and then you would kind of rub it in a little bit, and that made sure that my fingers were tacky enough to grip the baseball. Now, I know that before they didn't have spider tack when I played and some of these other
more advanced.
So I don't know, but I needed that, and everybody was doing that. Nobody had a problem in the 70s or 80s or 90s or whatever when guys were using a kind of a little bit of a rosin bag pine tar sweat solution to make sure that your fingers were tacky enough to grip the baseball. But then I don't know, is spider tack too far? So Reggie brings up a good question and trying to keep pitchers healthier, but I don't know how far is too far in the tackiness that you put on your fingers.
Yeah,
but I feel like the way that we've gone is not the right way. Ultimately, I
agree.
The
and the other thing too is if you literally look at the offensive numbers, taking the tackiness away from pitchers has not really improved offense. They saw about a 3% incline in offensive numbers immediately.
But had to think it would be more than that.
Yeah, and it hasn't really generated more of an incline in numbers. So. To Reggie's point, before we get to aliens, is maybe you should be able to bring back something to get these guys to be able to have tackiness on their fingers.
You thought I didn't have anything in tow.
Yeah, he thought none of us did.
I
Kevin,
stuff in the bag.
I want to add something real quick. I'm watching a John Machota video right now of Tyler Guyton, and I don't think he's ever toured the facility before because he just walked up and saw the five trophies, and he's just like, oh, my gosh. He's so excited.
And he said he was a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, but you know the tour and the facility is a whole different thing, man.
That's probably like, as a Cowboys fan, and I'm 21 years old, I had no clue this ever happened. Was this back before we got my decision, Kevin? Did you guys take the train to Washington and Philadelphia to play these games?
Reggie, what are your thoughts about aliens?
I think, with as expansive as the universe is, we can't be the only life forms out here. So I do think there's aliens. However... Oh.
You never been probed?
Well, no, I don't think so. Not that I know of. I think that's a good part to put in there. I don't think that like a vast majority, if not all of these proposed or supposed encounters that people feel like they have had, I don't think they have indeed had them. Okay. I think that the life forms have not necessarily gotten in touch with us, because I feel like if they can get here and monitor us, we probably would have some level of intervention in some way.
Yeah. What? You think that they would be like, hey, y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop doing what you're doing? Or do you think that they would, like, what do you mean by intervention?
You think that they can travel, like, all these light years, and they're just like, I'm going to have this light. Or also, they would be that sloppy that they'd be giving us all these signs that we could see, while also they can travel the galaxies and stuff.
I don't know. They're trying to see if we're ready and be like, they didn't notice any of this stuff.
Maybe like, what's his name, Ralph Barbosa said, maybe they're just drunk college students.
Leandro Barbosa's.
Drunk college
son
aliens.
Son or dad, I don't know. No,
and they're just, they got, they were like, hey, let's go to Earth this weekend. And then they got here, they're like, oh crap, we got caught.
From the 972 Sports Opinion, Mavs versus Knicks in the finals. And I believe in aliens. It's arrogant to think we're the only things in the extremely vast universe. Ooh, interesting. Interesting.
Arrogant is the word?
They said arrogant.
Okay. I don't feel like I'm arrogant about it. But they just say everybody's arrogant if they don't believe in aliens?
Yes.
It's an arrogance.
Arrogance. So you don't care for that word?
No, because I don't think I'm arrogant about it. Because I'm also not confident about it either. And I would feel like arrogant... is like a higher form of confidence, as in not a better form of confidence, but like now you're arrogant about it that there aren't aliens. I'm like, I just don't feel like there's been enough proof. And maybe there is proof, but in a way the government isn't letting us know about the proof.
I could see that.
I'm hungry.
And that's, I think that's, oh, what? I'm starving too. I can't wait for Steven.
Yeah.
What?
I'm hungry, dude.
You're
going to, you have to be here for Steven.
You know, I could eat.
From the, okay. If you want to know more, I guess text us. From the 214, Bauer to the Rangers for the league minimum, but the contract will include a not being a D clause.
Well, that ain't happening.
And I've had experiences since I was a kid. Let me know if you want more info. I definitely want more info. Coming up next, it's time for Forgiveness Friday. Some of these texts lead me to believe they think the Cowboys need to ask for forgiveness for this pick at number 29 yesterday. Let's get into some Forgiveness Friday next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time for a little Forgiveness Friday. 877-881-1053. Does somebody need to ask you for forgiveness? Do you need to ask for forgiveness? We get this from the 817. My buddy Colt needs to ask for forgiveness. He has an expired license as a delivery driver, so I get to fill in for him. Yay. They are not excited about this, was my take based off of that.
Is it a coworker?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said, like, for some reason, there was a moment where I was like, hold on, this dude's brother?
No.
Is it expired life? So he's just filling in for him out of nowhere? Like, this is wild. I like it.
I think it's because he's like, oh, Colton can't drive, so we're going to need somebody else.
Carter needs forgiveness.
Oh.
Which Carter?
Our Carter.
Okay.
Twitch stream's down.
Oh, it is.
I'm buffering right now. I still have on my Duncanville hat, though.
Oh, okay.
So anybody listening on the Twitch stream right now, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Where's Carter at?
We're offline.
I just got another message, too.
How do we fix it? What do I do?
Where's he at?
I'll look into it.
All right.
What do I do?
His two
you
teams.
You keep doing the show, dude.
His two teams just combined to make one team.
Do you not want
to
do the show?
OU drafted by the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, look, I'm frozen.
How many other OU players were drafted last night?
There are...
I think none, right?
Amarius Mims
was drafted,
to the
right?
Cowboys. And who are the Cowboys trying to draft today? An Aggie and a Longhorn.
Let's stay in the Big 12, baby. That's the best conference.
Yeah, they're SEC. Sorry.
Yeah, they moved.
They're all SEC now.
Is that now?
They
played in the Big 12.
But the Aggies are SEC. They've been SEC. We're trying to get that linebacker, right?
Yes, Edrin Cooper.
Yeah, Edrin Cooper, man.
The Cowboys need forgiveness for trading down because so many people wanted Graham Barton. Or maybe you wanted Terry and Arnold. Whoever.
Why did you want Graham Barton?
Because that would be a heck of a value, and he's the best center in the draft, and he's ready to go.
I'm going to be okay. Positive.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to be sarcastic here. If you're a Cowboys fan, the Cowboys really do a heck of a job of drafting offensive linemen. I don't think many people were happy
point.
With Tyler Smith.
That's
like Awesome Richards.
Point.
And look how good Tyler Smith is and versatile.
Yeah.
And I think that this kid is supposedly just a tackle, right? Yeah. I don't think because of his height and length and everything, he's not going to transfer to guard.
Say it right, though. The Cowboys do a great job at drafting offensive linemen in the first round.
Okay.
I want you to be right there.
But if you're upset about them because they didn't take Barton from Duke, I understand, but the Cowboys for at least a decade and really longer than that, go back to Tyron Smith, they have just really done a tremendous job, and I will clarify, in this round of getting quality offensive linemen.
Very true. Very, very true.
So, but whenever I ask this question, why did you want Graham Barton? Broadus loved Graham Barton.
Yeah.
Woolchuck loved Graham Barton. Hey, I love Graham Barton. His tape is fantastic. Intelligent player at the center position. You don't have a person who knows how to play that position for a full season. And that is a mentally frying position if you are the one in charge of all the calls, if you're the one in charge of all those things. And right now, and we told you this a long time ago, Brock Hoffman's probably going to be the guy they say that we're rolling him out at center.
Steven even talked about him again last night.
He's never played that for a full season. He might be fried by at some point. You know, he's got some learning curve to go through here. But Mike's right. They do a really good job of drafting in the spot. But you also wanted Graham Barton because you thought this dude, what was the line? I heard a line. The dude can play all the spots. Piano key, is that the line that Broadus said? He's piano. He can play every spot across the offensive line. You
love that position flex.
Yeah, the Cowboys do. Yeah. I don't necessarily.
Fair.
So I'm glad we got a tackle, and that dude, him and Tyler will sit. The Tylers will sit there because, as Jory Epstein said the other day, the Cowboys have to have two Tylers on their roster on the offensive line at all times. So those two Tylers are going to be out there. I'm good with it. I don't think they need forgiveness for that, Kevin. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm asking because a lot of people have been asking about it. And I know the other concern is he was a right tackle, but the thing about his quarterback is he was a left-handed quarterback, so you're still protecting the blind side. And so I get it that you're like right to left tackle is a switch, but you are still sticking blind side to blind side.
Yeah. Responsibility-wise, but that kick stack is still different.
Fair. Fair for sure.
I was about to dive into that a little bit. He had a lot less help with tight end on his side as the blind side guy, too. He had a lot less help there, so he's used to being one-on-one with whatever. Now, speed rush versus bull rush, I think he's much more ready for bull than he is some speed action, but you're right, because we talked with Tyron Smith about this whenever he made his Pro Bowl, maybe his rookie season, when they moved him from left tackle to right tackle, and he kind of hurt his knee a little bit. And so Reggie's dead on in that the physical movements are going to change. Some of them, when you push somebody down line, you got to push them a different direction. That's going to change for sure.
From the 469, this person said they need forgiveness for breaking up with a great lady, but she has ugly toes. Is that, what was the Eddie Murphy?
Boomerang.
Yes, where I feel like this came up.
Yes, he was with her, and he, in the middle of the night, he pulled up the sheet and looked at her toes, and he went, oh! And then there was another one. He pulled up the sheet, saw her toes, and he smiled. And at that moment,
that was Halle Berry's character.
I do not have a toe fetish, but it was in that moment that in my mind, damn it. It was in that moment that in my mind, I was like, hold on, is that a thing? Like, that was the first time I realized that was, hold on, why? Is that, that's his thing. And that is, like, he needs something to look nice.
From the...
You don't want a bunch of corns, you know?
From the 682, Wendy's needs to ask for forgiveness for messing up my order. I had a question about this.
Since Reggie Bush got his Heisman back, the Wendy's has gone downhill.
They've been celebrating. If you go through the drive-thru, do you look at your order while still out the window. So if they mess it up, you can correct it straight away.
No, here's the thing. And Kevin, I know Sean asked this the other day of you. He was like, how often does the cashier get it wrong or your bank system get it wrong? And you said, you know, very rarely, but you want to prove that you were right. I don't care if you get my order right or wrong. My wife does. I'm going to eat it. I'm hungry. Yeah. I just need food. That's why I went through a drive-thru. I'm hungry.
I don't know if Kevin's this way.
No, he's.
I definitely care.
I don't need a well-prepared meal. I'm going through a drive-thru because I need fast food, and I need the sustenance to get through.
I don't need well-prepared either, just correct.
And I don't care about, because here's what happens.
Yeah, that's right.
I've gotten extra burgers before, and did I take them back?
That's right.
No. I kept them, and I moved on with my life. Sometimes it's going to be wrong. Sometimes it's going to be right. Things will balance out. That's just the way it is. Even God gives the birds protection.
Do you remember, man?
True.
Okay, that is true.
I learned.
Do you remember when Colby got so mad at me because I told him I picked up burger somewhere, and then I looked at them, and they looked at me, and they're like, have a nice day. And I go, I still haven't paid. And Colby's like, what the hell's the matter with you? He was, that might have been the maddest he's ever gotten at me.
But that's my approach, is it all balances out at some point. That's the way I feel. Now, maybe whenever I get to the end of life, they'll pull up the sheet and go, Corey, you left like $15,000 on the table. And I'll be like, dadgummit, why did I do that? Or maybe I came out on the good side, Kevin. Who knows? We'll see at that point.
Okay, but that's why I was just curious. If people like sat there and were like, hey,
Adrian
does my order.
Adrian will.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I'm just hungry. And that's not wrong. It's not wrong of you.
Isn't the worst is when you go to a fast food place. Maybe this isn't the worst, but when you get the fries and you know they're bad for you. Fries are bad for you. They're never good for you, but they do taste good, especially dipped in ketchup.
Oh my God.
The In-N-Out fries might be okay for you.
That's true. Yeah, because they have no taste.
Stink.
Is when they're cold or warm at best, and you know that they have been sitting there for 20, and they're soggy, and you're just like, dang it. Like, and fast food is getting expensive.
Yeah, you're right.
And
about
you're just
that.
Like, come on, man. Like, there has to be a timer. I know there's a timer on when you take the fries out of the grease and
put
it. There has to be a timer on when you put them under the heat lamp and at what point you just have to toss them because you didn't have enough customers to serve them.
Do you eat the fries in the car?
Yes, but I don't like them as much because I can't dip them in the ketchup as well. Because obviously you have the great Whataburger dipping ketchup, whether you like spicy or... But it's a little bit tougher with, let's say, McDonald's, is you have to open up the packet. Well, when you're driving, it's almost impossible to open up the packet and put the right amount of ketchup on your fries. So usually McDonald's fries, let's say, for instance, sometimes I don't use ketchup while I'm driving because it's just too difficult.
Yeah, Whataburger ketchup is good for that. But Kevin, here's another question regarding that. Sorry, there's so much I got here. If you go pick up the food, if you're the person that goes and sits and drive through and everything, and you pick it up, you get fries from everybody's bag. That's okay.
You're not supposed to do that, right? I'm assuming.
I mean, not like DoorDash and stuff like that. Please don't. But
they don't take the bag clothes now?
If I'm going to pick up for my buddies, me and the buddies, like they're like, hey, you fly, I'll buy. All right. I'm going to the Whataburger. I'll be back on the way home. I'm reaching into the bag.
Your friends, I got what
you're
saying.
And I'm just taking fries. I'm not saying, oh, this is my bag of fries. I'm just reaching in there and grabbing fries out of anything. So that's because I drove. That's the fee that I get.
We're not all going together?
They're not always, because sometimes they got to stay back to protect the keg.
Man.
Who's attacking the keg?
The drinkers.
Enemies of the state.
Do you live in a frat house?
I used to have four roommates.
That's what it sounds like. From the 214, I eat the fries and then squeeze a packet of ketchup in my mouth at the same time.
That's not a bad idea. You just have to
milk and
you have to just
syrup
not
and
chew. You just like don't chew the fry yet, and then you feel like it all got in the mouth differently. But then you start chewing, and now you have your French fries with ketchup.
Man, Masterpiece of the Week is going to be a banger today at 1:30.
If I get it together.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Let's go back to the NFL draft. And obviously, you talk about the value the Cowboys did get by trading down. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
With the 29th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Guyton, tackle, Oklahoma.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Is that big head guy everywhere?
He is everywhere. It's just the big helmet, right? It's not that he has a big head.
There's no way that big head helmet thing made that much money. How does he have this much money?
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer? Yeah. Does he wear that in court?
I knew you were going to ask that. There's no way,
because he's a big-time
right?
Tolo, and yeah. We have a picture of
him. I've met
him.
I have a
him.
Big yeah. baseball head.
He's donated some of those to Peace-a-thon.
Yeah, I just
past.
Like, he is everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. Every Cowboy game. Everything. He is everywhere.
And also does other stuff. So, yeah, he's a busy man.
All right.
I didn't know any better. I think he might be omnipresent.
Oh.
He's not, though.
God. All right, right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep.
I mean, okay, let's start with...
It's a heaven joke, but can you imagine if you got to heaven and then God was wearing one of those big head things with
lights so
on
awesome.
I feel like we should have sold them for so much more during Peace-a-thon, just like God wears.
That would be so cool. If he's just like, got a sense of humor, guys. Like, let's get
like
ready to have
some fun.
He's not
listening to
here.
Us right now because he's in Detroit.
Absolutely.
He's probably going to be behind home plate at the All-Star game in July.
Now.
We're working on the cameras.
I'm kicking him.
It's the gels.
I'm there.
I'm taking him down and seeing how far I can punt him.
Tyler Guyton should get approximately, this is per SpoTrack, a 4-year, $13.1 million deal. With $6.3 million signing bonus fully guaranteed, his fifth-year option would be in 2028. To go along with that, the deal that the Cowboys made, I did think was an excellent one from strictly a value perspective. If you're upset that they made the trade because you wanted Graham Barton or maybe you wanted to go corner, whatever the case is, I'm not arguing against you there. I'm just saying from a strictly value perspective, the Cowboys traded the 24th pick and a seventh-round pick next year for the 29th pick and the 73rd pick. On the value chart, they should have gotten more like a fourth round pick.
Okay.
So for them to get this third round pick, they definitely came out with a good value for the trade down they made. Now, if that changes your perspective at all, and I have a feeling that Steven will tell us that this is probably who they were going to draft at 24 anyway, just because that's the game.
Okay.
So
I'm very interested when we have Wolchuk at 12:20 because they were talking about Detroit. And I know Bobby was talking a little bit this morning. I believe Detroit, they overlooked Detroit a lot and went to Kansas City because I can't remember if it was too much of an ask with Detroit. I can't remember where that was. But Kevin, when you are dealing with, what is 125 points of difference, is that enough as Detroit to be like, that's enough for us because we want that guy? We think we need a cornerback. Because they were miserable at cornerback last year.
Especially if you were like, we had him projected in the top 15. Then you're like, hey, I'm going to factor those points in as well.
Yeah.
And it's really easy.
It's like it's like whenever you go to buy something, and let's say you're going to buy a car or something.
Right.
And you're like, all right, I really want this car. I'm willing to pay the extra $1,000 for the sunroof.
Or because it's there.
Yeah.
Honestly, because it's there for the taking. Yeah. And you're like, all right, might as well.
Deal.
Let's go from that to, did you actually know that Roger Goodell was supposedly a draft time decision to go out there last night? Because he had back surgery 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
And he dropped the Cowboys pick. You see it as he's walking out. He dropped it and had to bend over.
He had to bend over and pick it up. Like,
I didn't know he had back surgery, Lord. But I just thought, is there any type of... Is there, I don't know, what do you call that? Like, when something happens like that and you drop something, like the future says this is like a drop pick.
Oh,
or
yeah,
like,
yeah,
What word am I trying to come up with?
Yeah, the butterfly effect, maybe?
I guess so.
I know
something
that
like
I know that,
that
is like, one variation of
but
it.
But I think that you got a good player. He's going to play 10 years for you. He'll get the most money he's ever going to make because Jerry doesn't do any deals until the most people have signed, so then you give the most. So good job, Tyler.
Yeah.
Just know, don't sign early.
That's probably fair. All right, I want to run you through a draft story from R.A. Mirov. He's at My Sports Update on Twitter. He put out a story talking about everything that happened. This is kind of like your butterfly effect, Mike.
Okay.
The Chiefs were picking at number 28 in the 2016 draft. They were interested in picking up Paxton Lynch.
I remember him.
But the Broncos traded up to 26 and got him. And so to do that, Denver gave up picks 31 and 94. The Chiefs would have had an extra third round pick to offer up to go get Paxton Lynch, but they lost it for tampering on Jeremy Maclin. So what happens from there? The Chiefs trade out from 28 down to 37. And who do they get? Chris Jones. Huh. And so the next year, since they still didn't have a quarterback, they took some of that draft ammunition and traded up to go get Patrick Mahomes. So because they failed to get Paxton and Lynch, they ended up getting Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes.
That's pretty awesome. Because the Cowboys failed to get Paxton Lynch, ended up getting Dak.
That's true.
And who is the Michigan State quarterback they were mad they didn't get later in the draft?
Connor something.
He was drafted by the Raiders.
I was like, Connor Cook. Who I was like, why did they want? I never understood why they wanted him, Kevin. I'm glad that didn't happen.
Because he played in the Cotton Bowl at AT&T Stadium.
Is that? Do you really think that's it?
If you like offense, holy cow, this was the draft for you. 14 offensive players were taken before the first defensive pick happened in this draft. 6 quarterbacks went in the top 12. I don't think you might ever see something like this again. I can't imagine you see another draft where 14 offensive players go off the board before a single defensive player.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's random, bro. Like, it could happen in 20 years. Now, maybe we won't see it because we'll be dead.
Uh-huh.
But it could happen. It never happened before.
It never happened before, and
this has turned into more of an offensive game.
Well, look, we told you the record for offensive players in the first round was 19. 23 offensive players got taken in the first round yesterday. Absolutely amazing. One of the teams that was doing all of the wheeling and dealing last night, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, they were all over the place.
Do you know what draft picks they have for next year?
No.
Right now... Now, this can change, of course, but as it stands right now, the Minnesota Vikings have a first-round pick next year and 2 fifth-round picks, and that's it.
Oh, so they're in, like, win-now mode.
Well, Kellen Mond.
He's not with them anymore.
He's been gone for quite a while. He's bounced through a couple of other teams and hasn't really made it there either.
I appreciate, like, your thought there, but that one's tough, yeah.
The J.J. McCarthy of 2020. 2 or 21, whatever year he was drafted.
I think it was 21. What do you think about Xavier Worthy? Because Xavier Worthy got drafted by the Chiefs. He said everyone's dream is to play with Patrick Mahomes, and I get that.
True.
His rookie of the year odds went from 40-1 to 12-1.
I don't know, because who's the guy who stinks horribly bad for them that they said was the next Tyreek Hill? He was in his third. He never played last year because he's hurt all the time. Everybody was in love with him. This was his third year in the NFL.
Oh, Sky Moore?
Sky Moore. Yeah.
He didn't turn out, man.
And then
pathetic.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And then nobody really thought, maybe I'm wrong about this, and I know he's probably not even playing next year. The SMU.
Rashee Rice.
Yeah, but he just kept improving as the season went along, and now they're probably not going to have him for at least a year. I don't know. I think it's very tough. I think it looks easy to play freelance football with Patrick Mahomes the way Tyreek Hill does.
Right.
And the way that obviously their tight end does too at times, but it doesn't, maybe it's not as easy as we think.
And if you're looking at the Cowboys going into the second and third round this evening, which you can hear on the Fan and Odyssey stream, Cowboys now have 56 picks, 73rd pick, 87th pick. So now you have 3 more picks coming up
to do whatever
in
you
the
want
top
with.
100.
You could trade up and get a running back. You could trade out of those and get more third and fourth
round
picks.
Doesn't it sound like they want to trade up with the Bills to go ahead and pick up their running back? Because Jerry's like, this is the best damn running back I've ever talked to in my freaking life.
Ha, ha, ha. And Steven's over there punching him. Hey, he's still on the board. Shut up.
Yes, fair. And then, by the way, for Sean Payton, he'd never drafted a quarterback in the first 2 rounds. And Mike... he got Bo Nix at pick 12.
Yep. 3 years from now, they'll be looking for a new quarterback, and he'll probably be fired at that point.
I could see that.
Yeah.
God, man, I cannot believe six quarterbacks went off the board. And just think about it. 12.
Probably only one of them will be good. One of them will be decent. And then the other 3 to 4 will be crap.
Yeah. They're all hoping that it'll be that Phillip Rivers, yeah. Eli Roethlisberger.
Or recently,
draft.
You could go with Burrow, Herbert, Tua T, Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Right? I mean, that's four really good quarterbacks. And they're all in different categories and have issues too. But that's a heck. There's no way. Well, I won't say no way. That's the dream for all these teams taking these quarterbacks.
Did you see that supposedly the Chargers turned down interest in Justin Herbert yesterday? Because at my pluckers, the person who picked 5 was like, they're going to take a quarterback. And I was like, they're not. And they go, they're going to take J.J. McCarthy because, you know, their new coach is from Michigan. I was like, what about Justin Herbert? And he looked at me and he goes, so they're probably not going to take a quarterback. But they did not. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.